Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210 and Beech Grove Technologies Natural Supplements.
Every week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world.
And today our special guests are Sue and Tom Monkhall. And that's quite a name. Welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Sue and Tom, you are here representing teachers. With what?
Across borders.
Teachers across borders. Right. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
All right. Well, should I start?
Please.
Teachers Across Borders is a nonprofit, totally volunteer organization that trains teachers in Southeast Asia, primarily in Cambodia.
And you have a teaching background yourself, right? So you know what teaching's all about?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, I'm a former elementary school teacher and reading specialist with 34 years' experience in the public schools of New York.
Now, don't believe that, folks, because this lady looks very young to be teaching 34 years.
We were surprised that you were both retired, actually.
Yeah, and Tom,
when we met you.
Tom, you're also a retired teacher.
I'm a retired high school social studies teacher from Spring Valley High School in Rockland.
Social studies. You know, last week, Sarah O'Connell was referring to the Civil War as the War of Northern Aggression. Do you have a comment on that, sir?
Well, that's an example of multiple perspectives.
Well, that's very diplomatic.
Very diplomatic. And what got you folks interested in training teachers outside the United States in Southeast Asia with Teachers Across Borders?
A professional organization that I belong to, the World History Association, is the connection. The person who's one of the people who started the World History Association, Heidi Roop from Colorado, also started Teachers Across Borders. She knew that I was retired and that we traveled a fair amount, so she called us up and recruited us.
You had shared with us earlier before we came on, Mike, that you both like to travel and you have traveled extensively. What made you focus on Cambodia? What drew you in to that situation in particular?
I think just the fact that we like Southeast Asia, we'd been there before, and the fact that this sounded like something we would really like to do, it sounded very worthwhile, because we're training teachers. There's a terrible need for teacher training in Southeast Asia, especially Cambodia. And maybe, Tom, you could tell about why that is. That's important.
Well, also in response to your question, Sarah, Cambodia was and at this point is the only place where Teachers Across Borders functions. They plan to expand into India and other areas. So if
Laos.
We wanted to be involved in the program, then we had to go to Cambodia.
I see. So, and how long has it existed, Teachers Across Borders?
About 6 years now.
Okay, so it's young.
It's very young.
And then this is the first initiative, so I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
How many people, volunteers, is everybody a retired school teacher? Mm-hmm. Give me the profile on the members.
Most of the teachers are not retired. Most of the teachers are currently teaching, and they're from all different levels of teaching. It's not just high school or middle school. We have elementary school teachers. We have principals involved. The American people usually go to Cambodia in our summertime because that's when they have vacation. Tom and I, since we're basically retired, although he still is working at SUNY New Paltz, we like to go in the winter because it's cooler then, and so we work primarily with Australians. Australians, people from our country.
Australians, why is that?
Because that's when they have their vacation.
Oh, yeah, see,
they're on the other side
their
of the world.
Their summer is their winter.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So we work with people from Australia and New Zealand and Britain. Also, we had people. So it's growing. It's really
and
growing.
And how do you connect with these people? How do you contact? How are you in conversation with them? Is it the technology that has changed all our lives?
It's we communicate by internet.
By email, huh?
By email,
that's great.
Yes, yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah, it is.
Now, Tom and Sue Monkhall, representing Teachers Across Borders, you'd say you're training teachers in Cambodia. Are these people with university educations, or how do they choose teachers over there? I mean, here in the United States, you both have college educations, probably master's degrees, and then take civil service exams, things of that nature. How do they choose teachers in Cambodia, and what training do you give them when you get
there? That's a great question. I'll deal with the first part in terms of the need. that 30 years ago, from 1975 to 1979, Cambodia was controlled by a dictatorship called the Khmer Rouge. These folks were actively involved in genocide on their own people. Mm-hmm. As a consequence, they wiped out, they killed, they worked to death or killed or executed all intellectuals. Anybody who could read, anybody who wore glasses and therefore was literate was killed. The entire teaching staff from the elementary school right through university
was wiped like
out.
It sounds like the Cultural Revolution in China, which happened around the same time, as you probably remember, Tom,
yes,
where intellectuals were purged and sent off,
yes,
to the arms of the country.
There was a tremendous influence of the Cultural Revolution on the Khmer Rouge, and mm-hmm. Mao was a great role model.
So there was a lost generation of people who could,
yes,
be educated and then pass that education on down.
Yes.
So what happened then?
What I think is really interesting, being a world historian, is that the Khmer Rouge were forced out in 1979 by a Vietnamese invasion. So the bureaucrats from Phnom Penh involved in education refer to this year as year 30. This is 2009. So it's year 30 since the Khmer Rouge regime has been pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll turn it back over to Sue in terms, yeah, of the need now.
Well, so now they do have teacher training colleges, and this is where we work actually now, and they do have programs that are going on, but they don't really know how to train teachers. Most of their training involves a lot of rote memorization. Reminds me of what we used to do maybe in colonial
times.
A
real throwback.
Right.
Exactly. So when we go in, we train them how to think critically, how to get their students to think critically, how to think thematically and conceptually, and we teach different teaching techniques that they just are not privy to. They have very large classes over there. Their classes average between 50 and 70 students.
Well, and the average American classroom is about half of, about 25, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about these teaching techniques. Mm-hmm. As a parent of my last one, now 21, but hearing words or things like experiential learning, cognitive learning, I don't know what that means exactly, mm-hmm, but do you find, my understanding was that we're not all white wired the same way, and people learn differently, and so there are different ways for people to.
Or like me, I never learn.
Well, that I'm not even going to touch that. Go there. That would be an understatement, ladies and gentlemen. Ha ha. Do you find that in your instruction in Cambodia as well, in that culture?
Well, just one more point about the need, and that every teacher with whom we've worked for the past 2 years is a high school graduate. That's,
right,
that's the level of their education, and they're now teaching in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So they really have had no professional preparation. In terms of different learning styles, which is what you were referring to, that's part of our program, that we're teaching the teachers how to address various learning styles in the same classroom.
Fascinating. And how many people are on board?
How many volunteer teachers do you have?
How many teachers are going?
Oh,
do we have
in our program in the winter, how many do we have?
About
25, I think.
About 25 workshops. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And our class itself is about, last year we had 23 teachers whom we were training.
And do you concentrate in one area, or do you spread out all over the country of Cambodia?
No, we teach in a place called Battambang, which is the second largest city, second to Phnom Penh, in Cambodia. We teach at a teacher training college. We have our own room. It's a lovely room. It was formerly used as a prison for the Khmer Rouge, but it's very lovely now.
I hope it was feng shuied.
Yeah.
Yes, it definitely is feng shuied.
Yeah.
You may
want
to explain what feng shui is, because I usually have it with fried rice.
Wow.
Now, explain what that is.
All right. Well, I was using it in the context, and it might not be the completely literal. Here I am surrounded by educators. Definition, but I was using it as all the bad karma is out and
positive karma comes in.
I thought it had to do with arranging furniture.
It can be applicable to that. However, here I think we're talking more spiritually.
Well,
all right.
But speaking of arranging furniture, we taught them last year 50 different techniques, teaching techniques. And 50.
Oh, my.
50.
Wow.
And, yeah, and this was in a 2-week period. And the One of their teaching problems was that they have like 50 to 70 students, and they said, how can you do these kinds of things with this many students? So we showed them how they could lead large group discussions, how they could work in groups with that many students in a small room.
You know, before we go to the commercial break, I'm sure there are retired teachers sitting listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio at the breakfast table, or perhaps it's a snow day today when this gets broadcast, and other teachers are listening. If they want to volunteer to be one of these teachers across borders, how do they contact you folks?
They should contact Sue at 845-255-2979. That's our home phone. Or they could contact us by email. It's our surname, MUNKHALL at AOL.com.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that in the second half of the show. Let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. My name is Jonah Treboss, and my co-host is Sarah O'Connell. Our very special guests, Tom and Sue Munkhall, talking about teachers across borders. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, we are here, Jonah, because of the support of Rotary District 7210 and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Blooming Grove, Washingtonville, Carmel, Chestnut Ridge, Congers, Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, and Kingston.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Radio Rotary is brought to you by Beech Grove Technologies, providing natural dietary supplements for a healthier life. Beech Grove Technologies herbal supplements are uniquely designed to prevent premature aging, eye problems, and more. For weight loss, Beech Grove Technology is now featuring its latest natural product, Wild Ginseng. So take charge of your life with Beech Grove Technologies' safe natural products. Visit bgtsupplements.com online or just call 800-861-4933. That's bgtsupplements.com or 1-800-861-4933.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Come to New Year's Eve Millbrook for a family evening of great entertainment starting at 5 p.m. Enjoy a Wild West Jamboree, marionettes, animated films, and great entertainment.
Lighted buttons are available now at several Millbrook locations and on New Year's Eve. And it's all free. It's New Year's Eve Millbrook, hosted by the Millbrook Rotary Club, with support from many local contributors, foundations, and organizations.
For more information, call 845-264-7256. That's 845-264-7256. New Year's Eve Millbrook.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and I'm here with
Jonah Treboss.
And Jonah, I just
my mic's on. Oh, here we are.
Are you up? Are you on?
I am on.
How
I'm
are
up.
Your cans? Are your
I beg
up?
Your pardon.
Your cans.
Those are headphones in Radio Land.
No, they're not.
That's not something else that she's thinking of.
Yeah,
and
there
Jay
are
Verzi's here. Jay Verzi's here, and our engineer, and he's.
I don't
pushing
think,
all sorts of buttons.
Well, I tried to separate you two last week because you were so misbehaved.
Yes, I know.
But I don't
we're
think
sorry.
Jay likes our theme music. He keeps pulling up all of these music beds in and out of here. Jay, you better watch it. We're going to put you on mic.
We have two wonderful guests with us, Tom and Sue Munkhall, teachers across borders, who are devoting themselves to educating the educators in Cambodia. Tom and Sue, welcome back to our second half of Radio Rotary.
And thank you. We're back in our bodies now, right, Jay?
Yeah.
You know, one thing that the listening audience didn't have the opportunity when we first met you, and this was off mic, I was taken with the passion that when we just introduced each other, because we've just met, you know, in the last 5 minutes. And I was really taken with that. You two, this is a calling. And it's obviously the center right now, or focal point of your lives, clearly. Mm. And how do you, when you travel, how do you finance it? Are you a nonprofit organization? How are Teachers Across Borders financed, and where does your support come from financially?
It's totally volunteer. We really have to pay for everything. In fact, this year we're paying for our own class. Our own class is going to cost $600 this year.
And what does that entail? What does $600 buy?
$600 buys. All right, let me explain about that. The average teacher in Cambodia makes $28 a month, which even in Cambodia is not enough to live on.
Right.
So they have to subsidize their work with other forms of employment. And so we give them each a stipend of $22. It's not enough. We were going to have to discuss about whether this should go up, I think, this year, including our interpreter, because we do have an interpreter.
We were going to ask you if you are fluent in the
and
language.
And then we give each student, each teacher, a notebook that has a pamphlet that has in it a notebook, a pens and pencils, protractor, ruler.
These are very basic items that we all take for granted.
Right. So everybody in the class gets one of those.
So it's literally an empty room is what I'm envisioning.
Right.
Now.
Well, it's decorated. It's nicely decorated because they do use this in the college. But
there are no materials.
No, no materials. We bring our own materials. And we pay for all of our own materials. And they also, midway through the morning, have a snack that's provided because these people are very poor. They're very poor, and they need the food. So we give them a snack.
Is this their sole means of livelihood as teachers, or is this like a part-time situation, and you do farming or something else? Tom?
Almost every teacher in Cambodia has a second full-time job because they can't afford to support their family on a teacher's salary. In some cases, they have a third part-time job.
And is the school system there a public school system, or is
it's public?
It's
centralized and public.
Is it universal education? Every kid gets to go.
Well, it's the availability is there, but you have so many people living in rural areas that it's difficult to get to the schools and so forth.
They really have basically nothing. We're starting now to they're starting to have libraries. Different schools, and this last year we took a group of principals to. Visit the model school in Battambang, and I went with my friend who trains principals with her. And these principals saw this school, they saw a library in this school, and they were so excited they couldn't continue with us. They had to go look at this library. And all it was a room with a few tables and a few books around, and this was the model school. And it was so exciting to them that they all ran to the window and just started taking notes, and it was just very moving. We had to stop what we were doing and just kind of go back with them.
It brings home once again that how much we have here in America that we take for granted and don't realize how deprived people are in certain areas of the world. Tom and Sue Monkhold of Teachers Across Borders, we're talking about the great work you do in Cambodia and teaching other teachers. Now, you teach them techniques on how to get across things to the students. Do you also get into the meat and potatoes of a particular subject? Like, do you talk about mathematics? Tom, as a history teacher, do you talk about history?
Yes. We use the history of Cambodia and how that relates to world history as the database, as the content. But we use the content as a vehicle to develop basic skills and also sophisticated thinking skills.
Now, you're retired. For our listening audience that's just joined us, Tom, you're a retired world history teacher?
I'm a retired high school world history teacher, and I work part-time at the as an adjunct at the State University of New York, where I train the up-and-coming generation of world history teachers.
Terrific. That's
in
great.
New Paltz.
In New Paltz, State
SUNY
University.
New Paltz,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Now, let's repeat for people who are listening, who have joined us late. They want to volunteer to be part of Teachers Across Borders and support your great work. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, if they want to read about the organization, they just Google Teachers Across Borders, and they get on the website, which is in Detroit or Colorado. I'm not sure. If they would like to speak to us individually, they should call us at 845-255-2979, email our surname, Munkhall, Munkhall, at AOL.com, and ask for Sue.
And you know what, Jonah, you touched on that about the good works. What these people are doing with Teachers Across Borders, it's very simpatico with the Rotary mission.
Absolutely.
Globally, and the theme of humanitarian
service above self.
If you wanted to, we know how to get in touch with Teachers Without Borders, and we will repeat that, ladies and gentlemen. If you wanted to become a Rotarian, how would you do that, Jonah?
Well, right after you Google Teachers Across Borders, you would go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org, click on the club locator button, and type in your own hometown, and you'll find out where the Rotary Club is meeting, and they'll be delighted to have you as their guests for either breakfast or lunch, and you can find out all about Rotary. In fact, we've been working on time to call up the New Paltz Rotary.
We have. We're recruiting as we speak. Also, the Rotary is an international organization, so anywhere in the world, as a traveling person, you'll be interested to know, Sue and Tom, you may attend a Rotary meeting a busy Rotarian.
There's probably Rotary clubs in Cambodia. And Tom and Sue Monk Hall of Teachers Across Borders, tell us about some of the aha moments. Tell about some of the great successes and triumphs you had, and tell us how you know the work has become effective, how you're reaching across and getting on to that next generation of students.
Okay. I'd like Tom really to tell about, because I work with him with the social studies material, the history material, but then I teach study skills and writing skills using the same material. But the thing that happened is something that happened when Tom was teaching about multiple perspectives. Would you tell about that with the older gentleman?
Okay, so we were teaching them how to develop the thinking skill of multiple perspectives, which we spoke about before in reference to the Civil War / the War of Northern Aggression. And so we asked them to, as Sue mentioned before, their focus is just rote memorization. That's the level of learning, which is fine. But then in our opinion, you have to go way beyond that and start to use the data. So we wanted them to look at arguably the most important symbol, national symbol in Cambodia, and that's the temple at Angkor Wat and Siem Reap. So we asked them to write an essay from three different perspectives, three different people looking at Angkor Wat. One would be a Hindu, as was originally a Hindu temple. One would be a Muslim, and one would be a hydraulic engineer. And Sue, you want to pick it up from there?
Okay, and there was one older gentleman. We had just started the program, and he really was sitting there, and he hadn't, you know, he's been through a lot in his life. He'd gone through the Khmer Rouge and so on. Somehow he escaped alive. And he wasn't really participating. He was just sort of sitting. And Tom read his question, and Tom looked at the interpreter, and he said, "Would you please tell Mr. So-and-so that this is the best essay question I have just about ever read?"
And
he
said, "That's more than 3 decades of teaching experience, right, Tom?"
Yeah. And he said, "May I have his permission to take this back to my students at SUNY New Paltz and to show them this?" And this man just beamed. He just transformed into somebody totally different.
Now you know why you do it.
Absolutely. And Tom just looked at me and put his finger up, you know, this is what we're doing this for. And he read it. And from that time on, this man so actively participated in everything. He was like a totally different
person. That's terrific.
It transformed an epiphany.
I'll tell you what his question was real quick. Mm-hmm. He said, "How would a Hindu, an artist, and an archaeologist view Angkor Wat?" Now, mm-hmm. Is that not thinking multiple perspectives?
That's exactly. Out there.
Yeah,
yes.
Tom, what can you add to that?
Well, this past year, last January, when we walked in, we had 25 teachers. And we're there for 2 weeks. For the first 6 or 7 days, almost every question was at the memorization level, such as, "Tom, who was the 11th president of the United States?" And I would say, "I really don't know, but I can look it up." And we continually tried to emphasize that that they have to go way beyond the memorization level. So on the last day, we had about a half hour to go. I made the point that the steam engine and the steamship had tremendous, one of the most important inventions of the last 200 years. And one of the young people in the back raised his hand and said, "Tell me why." And once he said, "Tell me why," I knew that he was starting to think beyond the level of just memorization.
That's
he wanted
terrific.
To know
conceptually,
the analysis.
Yeah.
He was thinking
and
about
the
it
cause
thematically.
And effect.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. And in the few moments we do have left, once again, we may have some teachers listening, retired or active, who may want to volunteer and help your wonderful work as Teachers Across Borders helps the people in Cambodia. How do they reach you again, Tom and Sue Monk Hall?
The telephone, our home phone, is 845-255-2979. The email is our surname, MONKHALL at AOL.com.
And if they want to make donations, there's a way to do that, too.
Is there a way to financially contribute? to teachers across borders?
Yes, the way to do that, if you want to support our workshop, is to go on the website of Teachers Across Borders and then go down the left-hand side for the menu and look for contributions and just specify that it's for...
So everything's on the website then?
Yes, it is.
Specify for Sue and Tom Monkall's workshop, and then it will go for our particular workshop.
Terrific. Yeah. Terrific.
Sue and Tom Monkall of Teachers Across Borders, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
That was our pleasure.
Our pleasure.
And thank who brought you. Us Radio Rotary this week, Miss O'Connell?
Rotary District 7210 and the Rotary Clubs of Kingston Sunrise, LaGrange, Millbrook, Newburg, New Paltz, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
To Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboss. Thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to come back again next Friday at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
To New Year's Eve Millbrook for a family evening of great entertainment starting at 5 p.m. Enjoy a Wild West Jamboree, marionettes, animated films, and great entertainment.
Lighted buttons are available now at several Millbrook locations and on New Year's Eve. And it's all free. It's New Year's Eve Millbrook, hosted by the Millbrook Rotary Club, with support from many local contributors, foundations, and organizations.
For more information, call 845-264-7256. That's 845-264-7256. New Year's Eve Millbrook.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Radio Rotary is brought to you by Beech Grove Technologies, providing natural dietary supplements for a healthier life. Beech Grove Technologies herbal supplements are uniquely designed to prevent premature aging, eye problems, and more. For weight loss, Beech Grove Technology is now featuring its latest natural product, Wild Ginseng. So take charge of your life with Beech Grove Technologies' safe natural products. Visit BGTsupplements.com online or just call 800-861-4933. That's BGTsupplements.com or 1-800-861-4933.